views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Shure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
This ain't that kind of show, sister.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome Reality Radio Show. Sorry.
If you are easily upset, offended, have high blood pressure, a weak stomach, and or no sense of humor, then this is not the show for you. The hosts do not claim to be scholars, sheikhs, or imams. They are simply providing a forum for the sisters. So keep your bit eyes to yourself. Salam alaikum.
This is Riyad Abdul-Qayyum, a.k.a. the Black Man, representing Collegiate Records all day, every day. You know I listen to Kalima Abdul-Rashid, the Muslima reality show, all day, every day. Hey, hold on, let me take this phone call for a second. Yeah, hello? Salaam alaikum. Now I'm doing the drop. For Kalima, the Muslim reality show. Yeah, nah, it's on right now. That's what I'm telling. Yeah, keep it tuned in, keep it locked. Yeah, Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, that's it. All right, Salaam alaikum. Muslim reality. It's Muslim reality. The Muslim.
Muslim, a reality show. Keep your dial like Muslim, a reality show.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of sorting out the right from the wrong. Is that not a beautiful thing? Oh, my goodness, we know it. Isn't it not wonderful? Definitely. So Allah knows I'm hard. Just relax, hold on, be for my ass. That's it, real quick. Anyway, we know that Allah is just. My Allah, Holy Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a perfect peace and blessings be upon him, upon his noble companions and righteous families, radiallahu anhum. May Allah be pleased with them all. May Allah forgive us, the believers, our sins. Ya Allah, please forgive me my sins, definitely. Oh Allah, we are always in need of you. Assalamu alaikum, you guys. Have to say it again. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, may the peace, blessings, and mercies of Allah be upon us. We need his peace, we need the blessings. And we definitely need the mercy. Sometimes we take those little things for granted. I don't know if we really understand or recognize the peace or the blessing or the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I have to say alhamdulillah. You are listening to Muslim Reality, powered here by the number one Muslim blog talk radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360 CWSC Community Wide Shura Conference. I am your host, just to see Kalima, Kalima Abdul Rashid. Prayerfully, you guys, you are gratefully thankful, remembering what is on our plate. Allah put it there. But knowing all good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All bad comes from ourselves, our choices, and everything other than that is a trial and a test. Yes, the good ones, the ups, the down, the in, the out, the right, the wrong. It's a balance. Should we not know right, how do we know wrong? Should we not know wrong, how do we know right? The law is perfect. He is just. So just, you know, maybe say it, keep it in the middle. And it's great to be here. Another opportunity, another Sunday, again, another opportunity to share in the blessings with you guys, remembering Allah, because you know that Allah, and those that remember him, he will remember them, rather than ourselves in the group, in the crowd. Allah, who has for Allah, is the greatest, definitely. We are completely in need of Allah, whether we worship him voluntarily or involuntarily. I say these things because sometimes we take them for granted, you know. Even for the non-Muslims, they worship, or the non-believers, we're going to use the word non-believers. Even for the non-believers, they worship Allah. You know, they submit, rather. They submit. We all submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, we are not going to be able to keep our eyes open all week and say, I'm never going to blink. You know, it's not going to happen. Oh, I'm never going to go to the bathroom. Not today. It's not going to happen. Oh, I am not only am I not going to fast sun down, I'm just not going to eat all month. Period. We're just not eating. It's not going to happen. So, every soul will submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather voluntarily or involuntarily. So, you know, maybe relax. My question today is going through all day today is why. We're going to go with the why. We know the ultimate why is the love part of our power. But just going to throw out some why. Anyway, we have open topics. You guys are welcome to call in with your questions, comments, concerns. I highly love the last you guys hear me say this every Sunday. You are welcome. We are one family of humanity. Do not feel out of place. Do not feel out of topic. Hey, push one on that phone after dialing 425-292-4253. Again, push one with your questions, comments, concerns. I highly love the last complaints, whatever you have. Hey. You are completely welcome. Again, the call in number throughout the show is 425-292-4253. The access number is 1. We welcome you, and we definitely thank you in advance, okay? So, yeah, I'm going to repeat that number throughout the show so you guys have missed it, you can get it. And, again, we thank you in advance, and we always welcome you. Now, so the time here is Eastern Standard Time is 5:10 p.m. The gun is going off in my ear right now. So you guys are going to go make salat. Father Allah, make dua for me and my family. May Allah answer the supplication of the supplicant. Inshallah, as soon as I drop this, I'm going to drop, stop, and roll. Yes. Inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is giving me a ni'mah. He gives us a ni'mah. So it's a mercy. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pause in my deliverance right now is because the dawn is going off in my ear. And it sounds so beautiful talking about that, you guys. You know, we have smartphones now, and I'm sure most of us, you know, we have our phone adjusted to when the prayer time go off, and we've been running on when the gong go off. I was in the store the other day, and I had my Bluetooth on, you know, actually the Bluetooth. So it went off so loud, I mean, it caught everybody's attention. And I was going to, you know, pray, but try to get through my bag and try to turn it off. I said, no, I ain't going to turn it off at all, especially when I got the reaction that I did. I mean, can you imagine the foreign language? So the vibe is so beautiful. I said, I'm just going to let it rock on out. You know, so, of course, you know, everybody turns around and looks at me and know that, okay, I'm looking foreign. That's foreign. That's coming from her. Yeah, foreign. So I said, oh, that sounds so sweet. Everybody going to be, everyone here, so I'm playing witness to him to call to prayer on the day of Yom Kiyama. So, yes. Anyway, make it well for me. So the time here again is 5:11 now, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is Sunday, July the 9th, 2017, after Easter Lay Salam, 2017 years that we've been gone. It is Shawwal the 15th, 1438 after Hijra, 1,438 years after the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and the perfect blessings of Allah be upon him, definitely. Inshallah, we are still and Shawwal for those that are still trying to tally up those blessings and those good deeds, get them in. Inshallah, we have getting those 6 days in. Inshallah, we still have time, and it's a great opportunity. Again, there is no month ever, ever like the month of Ramadan. From year to year, we know, again, the month of Ramadan, Allah is so perfect, you know, in His majesty. You know, He's so omnipotent. When He's given us that blessed month, like, oh my goodness, you guys know it. I don't care if you haven't gotten no type of worship on the entire year. Come Ramadan, we stand attention. But getting those 6 days in of Shawwal, inshallah, to get them in. Again, it is sooner. It's not obligatory, but to get those in a complete year. So that's like, I mean, for us, for those that understand their way of life, we know they're so many ways that Allah shall His blessing, His mercy upon us just in, you know, worshiping Him. I mean, ya Allah, oh my goodness, oh Allah, please, oh Allah, have mercy on me. Man, I mean, he had mercy on us, but yet, you know, if you have a conscience, you feel as though, you know, you need more. We all do. Anyway, the weather here is a beautiful 85 degrees. I'm loving the 80 degrees. We are in 80s, inshallah, all week. Oh, for the next 5-7 days, I'm not sure, but I just think 80 something across the board. It's lovely for me. It will be a low 69. That is cool, loving it. Have to say, alhamdulillah, you guys. Maybe pay attention to the signs. Again, pay attention to the signs. Remember, we are the ones who are prepared. Allah said the believers are those who are prepared. We pay attention to the signs, okay? So, yeah, I have to say that. So, yeah, matter the weather, we want to brace ourselves and say, alhamdulillah. We'll open up 50 Debbie Mike and we're going to keep it going. So, we are there. All right, 50. 301.
Assalamu alaikum, Khalifa.
Wow, how are you today?
I am good. I am good. My neck is much improved tonight. Alhamdulillah.
And that is alhamdulillah. You think we off the grid a little bit yesterday. So alhamdulillah, you're still a little better. The ease comes. Allah says with every difficulty comes two eases.
So, yes.
One of the eases for me is just understanding. So we understand a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Than we did. That's the ease right there. So definitely. So you said you feel a little better.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I feel much better. My neck is not hurting today, so that was good. And it's been a beautiful day here. It's been very hot, though, lately. It's just so hot. I can't take my dogs out very long because the heat is too much for them in their fur coats.
I always say it's doing what it does. Spring, summer, fall, winter is never disobedient for those that have those four seasons. So, you know, it's going to do what it does.
Yes, that's true.
So,
find some shade. You know, I was thinking about the shade. I was talking to a sister yesterday, and she was talking about, you know, in general, you know, those are going to be shaded by a lot of subhanAllah. So can you imagine that? So, I mean, it's like,
no.
I'm falling up, yep, I'm falling up.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Thank you guys for holding. Whoever is supposed to be my reality, Khaled here by the number one Muslim blog talk radio station in the nation. American Muslim 360 CWSC Community Watch Shura Conference. I am your host, Yusufian Al Islam. Kaleem Abdul Rashid. I am feeling fabulous, wonderful, gratefully grateful to have another opportunity to say, exhale, alhamdulillah. You guys can't hear what that said. When you a man, it's so strong, all you do is bounce that. Yes. Now, say, you get involved with you on the ground, but you risk if you're on one knee, should you be on one knee, get halfway up. So get up. If you're down, get down in concentration, inshallah. Thank Allah. That's what we do. So, again, I am grateful.
I have something I'd like to share that happened today. Alhamdulillah, Allah is just so merciful. I think I've told you, my dogs are therapy dogs at this rehab center. And one of the women there, one of the patients passed away. And the daughter sent me this obituary of her. And they mentioned my dogs by name, Sybil and Ming. They mentioned them and said how much they made her last few days so bearable and how much she loved them and she enjoyed them so much. And I was so touched. I had no idea. Alhamdulillah, she said, just keep doing what you're doing, Debbie. Just keep doing it, because she says it really people benefit so much from your two dogs. I thought that was wonderful.
SubhanAllah, may Allah reward us for all our efforts, especially for the benefit of in the hereafter. So Allah knows, speaking about the why with Allah, so that's what we're doing. Allah knows the why. That's what we're doing. Allah knows the why. And I say that because everything happens by the permission of Allah. With Sakata, everything that's happening in your life, Sissy Debbie, my life, all of our lives, everything has been written 50,000 years before we have been created. So we just have to, mellow the vibe, go easy, stay in the middle, adjust. That's what we need to do. We need to adjust because we can't change the decree. We know the only thing that changes the decree is dua. However, once it happens, the pen is lifted, the pages are dry, so we can't fall all over the place, why, oh my goodness, this should have and that should have and, it could have and we should have, we have to take a deep breath and, continue to push forward, inshallah. Everyone is not going to get it. It takes time. It takes levels. You can't get to the 12th grade by not going through the other grades. So, it's like graduation up and out. We have to, take those steps. You have to, elevate, graduate, and inshallah, may we evolve. And I will understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know what I am doing with myself lately, and it's working for me because this is the first. After Ramadan, I normally go back to my norm, which is, because it's like, wow, again, Ramadan makes you stand attention when you know that obligation. It's an obligation. So, once the shaitan, chains pop, we normally just, break off to our, normal routines. And I'm not saying they're illegal routines, but, sometimes we spend excessive amount of time doing things that, take out attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are two of the words that I've constantly used, attractions and distractions. So, I found myself, feeling myself as in spiritually wanting to be elevated and lifted. I'm crying out to Allah in so many ways, but I had to, refer it back to myself and my actions and my movement. If I want to elevate my spirituality and strengthen my faith or my level of understanding, I have to, put in the work. I have to, detach myself away from those things that, that are a part of the attractions and distractions. So, keeping my focus a little more than normal. And I'm finding that it's working for me spiritually. I have two small kids, and they are growing, and they are starting to, you know, change and develop, you know, because it's their surroundings, and their first surroundings is, you know, in our home, in our house. So I said, you know, I am a single parent with two small kids, so they are watching me, so it begins with me. So I have to, you know, be mindful in my listening, what I'm using my ears to listen to, and my eyes to watch, and my hands to touch, and my feet to the places I go. You know, again, if my two kids can't go, I hate using the word if. Should my kids not be able to go, I am not welcome. So if it's not enough for three, it's not enough for me, you know, because I don't, you know, indulge in things that, you know, that my kids cannot be a part of. I say that for a reason. But, like I say, I've been finding myself, you know, just staying a little bit more focused than I normally do after Ramadan. And I'm like, wow, it really seems like it's easy, but it's not, you know, because sometimes I really want to watch a movie or something, but I'm like, you know, I don't really have no interest. Even before Ramadan, I sometimes say, you know what, I'm going to watch a movie, but I don't really have the time. I don't really have the time to sit down and watch a movie. I can't binge out. I don't, you know, that's not what my life consists of. When you have to make your five prayers a day, and, you know, you got kids, and you work, and you cook, and you clean, and you do all of those
things.
You know, I have to make time for that. So I said, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say what's interesting, I just want to share, ever since I started this journey 8 years ago, my taste in movies have just changed completely. I can't tolerate, you know, things in movies that are, you know, haram and everything. I just, I can't anymore. If something comes on with homosexuals or whatever, I just like, okay, I'm not watching this. So,
exactly. Like horror movies.
It's just really, I've changed so much. I've just changed so much. What used to not bother me bothers me now. And I'm very careful. When I do watch a movie, I'm very careful what it is, and, you know, and the shows that I watch, you know, as well. So not that I'm doing it all the time, just that when I do, you know, it's just Islam for me has really changed my desire and perception of entertainment. And I have a whole different desire and way of looking at things. So alhamdulillah, I just wanted to share that.
Definitely. You know, like horror movies, I haven't done those forever. So, I mean, they don't, you know, I don't do a lot of things that I've done. I don't indulge, like, say, in the sexual movies that, you know, speaking about.
Yes,
Sexuality has dominated humanity. It has dominated our society.
Oh, I know.
You know, I mean, the truth is overwhelming. It's like, why? Talking about why, you know, and I say this, and, you know, you guys, I'm not exempt from nothing that I'm going to shoot out here, okay? I'm just throwing it out there. So you guys can do what you do with it, make it work for me, just the same. But I'm going to throw out some lies, because these are some of the things that we may lose our focus to, and again, it's just bringing me back to the hadith for that we'll be holding on to the religion. If I'm holding on to hot coal, and it's hot, it's hard. It's like bouncing, bopping it from one hand, and it's hot, dropping it. Because we have become, you know, the shaitan, he's our enemy, and he has made things so, you know, enticing and so glamorized and beautiful. And, you know, we find ourselves, you know, caught out there. I mean, have you guys have ever been caught out there like, wow, you know, you're so far out into the haram? And I'm not saying so much haram that you like, well, for example, you just out there around the non-Muslims, you have this zone on me. It's like I'm in a cocoon, but you're so far out there, you're like, what in the world? How did I get here? Like, oh my goodness, like, why?
Well,
and then the shaitan.
Do you know in,
sweetheart. So the shaitan whisper in your ear and, you know, give you ease to why, like, it's okay, it's okay. You know, you're here for this reason and that reason. You know, it's your family. You support them, however you know what Allah says about your family, whatever. And you're like, wow, you know, these are some of the whys. So, you know, we have to be strong on so many levels. And, you know, family, yes, but you know that Allah tells us about the family, the life of this world is fully described in the Quran and definitely in the Sunnah. Yet we fail to take heed of just how disproportionately invested we are, you know, in it. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Go ahead, Sissy Debbie.
Oh, no, no, I'm just agreeing with you and just saying it's getting a little scary to me. I just found out that in, I think it's either Germany or Europe, I'm not sure exactly, but they're allowing boys and girls, the girls to dress like boys and the boys to dress like girls, so they'll be able to find out what gender they want to identify with. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this is just so unreal what I see going on. I'm just amazed by it. I, where is all this stuff coming from? And then the other day I turned on a movie and suddenly there was all this nudity in it. And I'm going, this is just, and also depictions of sexual acts. And I'm like, my God, you know, why are they feeding us this stuff? You know, this is definitely shaitan. And I'm just sort of like overwhelmed by it sometimes. I'm just like, my God, what the heck's going on with this world?
It is what it is. I have seven on, so I just want to ask you, what is your reality? How is that holding you?
And assalamu alaikum, Kalima.
Wa
alaikum assalam.
And to Debbie, this is Martha Nyla here in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm here.
My reality is that I'm here in the openness in a park, and I'm with other Muslimas, and I'm going to let them give the greetings to you there in Maryland and in New York. Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
starting with.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is Muslima reality. Give your name and just give the greeting. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Shannon from Florida, from Bermuda, Florida. Assalamu alaikum, it's Shannon from Florida.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
This is Julia.
Okay, it's Julia, and we'll say this is Sister Sherry. Cheryl.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Stacy from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to give you the greetings, my sister. There's about six other Muslims, but they're 13 and younger, and about three or four brothers. So, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah. That is beautiful. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
What a treat.
That is the beauty because, look, I'm getting ready to get overwhelmed because I'm emotional. Anyway, yesterday while I was with a sister, her husband went on Umrah, so he spoke to you, Sister Debbie, about this. So anyway, he texted from while he was over there, and he said he made a collage of the pictures and the things he's seen and the hospitality and how the Muslims just, you know, supported one another and gave one another and looked out for one another, the unity and all of those things just was so overwhelming. He said it was like, you know, words could not describe, you know, and I'm like, wow, this is who we are. This is who we are supposed to be. This is how we support and this is how we love. You know, this is how we represent our way of life. So that was a feeling that Allah just gave to me with Sissy Maka, allowing them sisters to give us the greeting because, you know, we want this. We want the peace. We want the blessings. We want the mercies of Allah upon us. I mean, we're going to have our hiccups. We're going to have the stop signs, the detours, the red lights, the hills, the valleys, the bumps in the road. We're going to have this. But when we band together as a lot to be sure, we have more ease than not. So I thank you, Sissy Maka, for that, because that was so, like, perfect. I was just like, oh,
yes.
I'm sitting here at the sister's house, and she said, Kalima, this is a whole, you know, this thing is just on and on and on. I said, I'm interested. So she kept reading. So she, linked on the wall and just kept reading. I mean, I was so endowed into the affirmation and the pictures and the bookworms. And again, it was just an overwhelming wonderful, beautiful feeling. I said, if I make it to Hajj just to see that many Muslims, I may pass out. I let everyone know, should I die there? Do not cry for me. Just make dua for me. I pray that Allah answer my supplication and all of my loved ones, you know, those that I forgot about or haven't called names or... I mean, inshallah, it was beautiful. Like, but the more and more I've been talking to you, Sister Debbie, and, you know, those about this Hajj thing, you know, it's not a vacation. And the more and more I've seen the pictures and seen the brother, and he shaved his hair because, you know, you have to shave your hair. He would not let his wife and family see his hair shaved, so he had a kufi on, and they was, you know, they had someone on a multiple text, I forgot what you call it, the text, when all his family members are on the text. But, you know, the kids are someone, let me see. He said, no, he don't want to show, you know, his head being shaved. But it was just so beautiful to listen to his stories of, you know, just being around that many. Of course, you know, the Muslim men and women, they mix and mingle, so to speak, you know. But you have to have, you know, your self-control and your discipline just the same. The sister said something about, you know, you up and feel the women touching you and the men touching you. I'm like, man, that ain't even my mission. That's not my mission. My mission is this reward that I'm looking for. So he got so close to the black stone. Should I even get that close to the black stone? That black door, I'm saying, I'm gonna just be reaching my arm out like I can't do.
Yes.
Like,
God, I mean, well, I just know.
Yeah,
Kalima, you're gonna get there. I know you will.
Inshallah, and should I not
allow Inshallah,
you
Kalima, we're all making dua for Kalima because we want her to go to Hajj.
Inshallah, but I get my ease by knowing that Allah rewards based on intention. So I'm definitely putting my ducks in a row. And speaking about that, I had mentioned this also to you, Sissy Debbie. I'm up here, you know, trying to get my my passport together with
Yes. Had,
but it's expired in February, so I'm really trying to do that, and, you know, this one, you know, place tells me $400. I've already sent off two. Like, what in the world? I'm allowing people to rip me off, and the sister tells me yesterday, girl, you can go to the post office and get everything done for $140. Are you? Okay, so we're going to write that off as in charity, subhanAllah. You know, we have to be mindful out here, you know, definitely on, you know, doing business and out, you know, no one is exempt from being beat by the shaitan, okay? So, yeah.
Right.
But anyway, I'm just grateful to, you know, just the thought is there, the mental process is there. And I'm looking at this Hajj, and we're coming up on our second holy day, which is, which is the commemoration of the commemoration of Abraham. So we're coming up on that, and, you know, I may or may not make it, but I am definitely, you know, I don't know what's going on around me, but Allah is just, you know, directing my heart, and I'm like, wow, it's more than ever. You know, the feeling is more overwhelming than ever, so, you know, I'm just going to say, inshallah.
Ooh, inshallah, yes.
You know, I mean, because it's not a vacation, women cannot go by themselves. We definitely have to have we have to have, you know, someone there on our behalf, you know, a male leader, you know, someone that wants to, you know, move for us, speak for us, support us.
Yes.
You know, it's huge. It is really, really huge. Again, inshallah. So, yeah. Anyway, you guys, we thank you guys for tuning in. To you guys who are just coming in, you're listening to Mostly My Reality. We are talking. We appreciate you guys joining in. Push one on that phone, the call-in number throughout the show again, for those that already got it. It's 425-292-4253. You guys, push one, let us know what is your reality. Again, I'm talking a lot, and here's some of the whys, because I'm like, oh, my goodness, you guys, we got to get it together. And I'm talking about self-service, okay? So, see, do not think one of the whys that I'm going to put out there, one of the whys is, why do we say don't judge me? Because we are, as Muslims, are to enjoin which is right and to forbid which is wrong. So I'm saying, do we say don't judge me because of guilt or where we at in our space and in our life and things we're doing or what we got caught up on and da-da-da-da-da. However, kind of, you know, getting complacent, comfortable in our way of life, so it's easy to say don't judge me. We are to judge. You know, during the time, I think we must be a final comment. I mean, he said that was over 124,000 prophets. There were 315 messengers. There's 25 messengers in the Holy Quran. And mind you, they were of different races, different languages, all kinds. So how were we to, you know, understand the message if we didn't have, you know, the different languages, the different races, the different cultures, you know, all the different diversity. So, you know, I say this to say because Moses, people must be upon him, he was spoken about more than anyone, any human being, even if the Quran speaks of Moses, Musa, more than any prophet, you know, so it is like, wow. So Allah says he will not punish people, you know, he do not punish us for not knowing. But once you know, you can't punish us for not knowing. So Allah is perfect. He do not punish the people until a messenger has come. So, you know, Allah says he's not going to destroy the earth to all four corners of the earth, know the truth. So me personally, I say as of 9/11, we all know. Every nook and cranny know. I said everybody knows this. Everybody know about Muslims. Everybody know about Islam. I don't care if you want to call it extremism, all the isms, add it up, attract it, whatever you're going to do with it. Y'all know about Islam, okay? Because I know as of 9/11, no one asks me why do I wear what I wear anymore. Every year, come Halloween, somebody who laughs and makes my head. Yeah, no one pay attention, asks me nothing now. So I said, oh, my goodness, prophecy has filled this dark. No one asks me why do I look the way I look no more. So I said, you know what? Allah is just. Okay? So, again, why? Why do we praise? Why do we say, don't judge me? You know, for me, I need you to check me. I really do. I'm not going to say, you know, at this time, you check me. I ain't going to be on a little edge on the tip of this to start. But then, you know, when I take a stop of myself and, you know, self-inventory, and I know I should be there. I'm going to come back on easy and say, you know what, well, thank you. But, you know, that's how we grow. That's how we go. That's how we keep it moving. I have to say that. Now, here's another why, because this just hit me today. And I'm like, come on now, stop. This is coming from a Muslim. I'm not backbreaking because I'm not calling a name. But why do we praise all these babies that are not born the proper way that's described? I assume to know, okay? What is proven to me is that you have an illegal sex and that on the day of Yom Kiyama, your baby is the proof of that. I'm just saying, like, really, we all be so cute. You'll get fuck them all, you know? Like, really? I'm just saying, Allah does what he will. But this is a witness again. Should we praise all of these babies? I'm just calling it a day, baby or baby of the day. We know that we even have to make dua before we even clean it up. Before we even have intimacy, okay? So we work on everything we do. I mean, I can't be praising you. I'm just going to zip it because my house is down. You can't speak good, keep sour. Okay, well, the truth is good. I mean, that's just not what we want to hear. Don't mean it's not good. But I can't be praising you. I said no. Okay, I said Allahu Akbar. That's what I'm saying, ma'am. We praising the babies. And I'm talking relatives, okay? Relatives, friends, associates, people we know, all these babies popping up. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I am a Muslim. This is how my way is. It's for all of humanity. This is not for Kareem. This is not because I'm a Muslim. This is for all of us, okay? The devil's crafty. Mm. It is saying that, you know, that you have, humanity is having a lot of sex. Now I'm getting mean even to talk about mixed times and all the homosexuality, trying to have babies through these feeds and tests. That's a whole other conversation. But why? Why do we praise all these babies that are not born in the proper way to describe? Muslims, just say Muslims, stop. and especially the Muslims. I just understand, you know, that the Saturnine Muslims lack to understand it, but we are definitely fulfilling the prophecy, again, where it says we are going to be holding on to the religion of Al-Islam if we are holding on hot coal. Because we find ourselves complacent, we get a little too comfortable, you know, we feel like, oh, you know, our heart get in the way. We just have to, you know, be firm on our faith. You know, we still can be delicate and gentle, but praising and all these. But we know we don't have baby showers. We don't have baby showers, okay? We have a keeper. That's what we do, okay? Everything has its proper protocol. I'm just saying. I said I don't get caught out there sometimes. I told you I get caught out there and say, oh, my goodness, how in the world is God here? Say, let me back step, y'all, lost there. Oh, my goodness. Let me go make two rockets. Oh, my goodness. Just saying. So why, okay? So why do we treat another why? Why do we, you know, patronize and, you know, just support our children that are not practicing Islam? I know that we love them. But we have to, you know, love them with, you know, if we truly love them, we love them in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we don't support the tiny clothes and the tight clothes and the little clothes and, you know, all picked up with them and, you know, this is my baby, this is my oldest, this is my youngest, and I'm them like, I don't want to be in a picture with you. You're embarrassing me. No, not when you just showed me a picture with all of us as kids and they all on paddle keyboards and poop stuff sits off. Okay? I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. Like, really? I mean, again, we can love for the sake of Allah. So we have to, you know, tighten up. Again, we know that Islam is a religion that begins change and it will end change. But now we have to pull up. We have to just. Many of all the few want to be chosen. If we don't be amongst the few, we're going to be amongst the majority, and most of the people want out. Allah said most of the people are going out, and most of them want to be us, the women. You know, and that's the whole other thing. Mm. You know, I tell my clients things like, they're like, why? And I'm a pastor, but there were women. I don't deal with men at all. True story. Hold that thought. True story. I had a client this week, so they are at the soda machine. I have a soda machine outside my building. And I don't do men hair. I don't do it. You know, I don't. You know, business and emergency, I can. But, no, you know, because I'm not comfortable in that. I don't do men disrespect me. I don't feel comfortable around men like that. I don't. Business and emergency, get out front. But, so, you know, this woman saying next to the machine, she's a white woman, long blonde hair, you know. So I say her hair looked, you know, well equipped, so she don't look like she getting a hair done. And this real big, strappy, looking like a dude standing there next door. You know, she said, I said, oh, so you guys got a friend? Because I knew they buy Minnesota. I said, are you guys here for your 3 o'clock? And they said, yeah. So I'm like, which one of you guys getting a hair done? So the woman points to the one that I thought was a dude, her. So I said, oh, I don't do men's hair. And she said, oh, I'm not a man. Okay, here we go. So I said, okay, anyway. She came in and she, I was like, because I don't, anybody know me, no, I'm just concentrated. I said, don't do that to me. Okay, I said, yeah. But they both gonna laugh. It's not funny to me. Okay, what you getting done? Throw on in here, throw on down the kitchen while I'm here with quick. What you get done? So she said she wanted a barber cut, you know, with guys, paper just got. Mind you, she had real curly hair, and I don't know, it just was round. So, you know, I was up real good, real tight. So here you go. When I got finished, she was like, oh, my goodness, I like this a lot. I was like, oh, my goodness, a new client. So anyway, I just said that. But, yeah, our children, again, why do we patronize our children that, you know, that are practicing or going against the grain? I don't want to, because now I'm going to settle, and I don't want to settle, I don't, you know, so, I mean, I'm not going to push you away, but I'm going to remind you so much you ain't going to want to come around. I'm going to say, Allah, you ain't going to want to come, I mean, it's hard to hold up. Like I say, I have a life preserve jacket on, but if I can't swim, I can't save no one else from drowning. I just can't. But anyway, you guys, hold tight for more Muslim My Reality. I will be back. This is a PSA. You guys, hold tight. Love you for the sake of Allah. You guys can push one on that phone to shut me up, okay? But we have more Muslim My Reality. And we'll be back. Assalamu alaikum. Hold tight.
American Muslim 360.
Talk Unchained.
What exactly is Talk Unchained?
It's going to be a mix of business and economics, politics, education, a little bit of international affairs. Talk Unchained. What I try to do is I try to be very informative and a little bit provocative at the same time.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge.
It's going to be something that's going to blow your mind, man, because I like to dig real deep, that research piece, and then just shock and awe, man. That's my style, is shock and awe. Talk Unchained.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live only on American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Radio, the number one Islamic radio station in America. Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado and love with and passionate about all things travel. From cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment, or a student proficient in the arts, an environmentalist, you are a renowned activist, or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents, or know someone who does, and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. Log on to www.cwsc.us or www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360 for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
This is Mark Shaheen.
And I'm Hanifa Shuaib Peters.
Join us and our co-host, Naima Latif, on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab each and every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We will be discussing awesome parenting tips, give you an idea of how to support your child developmentally, and how your child plays a role in the entire family structure, and your role as a parent to support their growth and development.
And we ask that you bring your questions and concerns about parenting and proper family construction to the lab, where we can extract correct information that we can put into practical application in terms of parenting and family construction.
I have a master's in early childhood education. I can't wait to hear you on the line with us on Thursday evening for the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab.
Thanks, and this salam is for you. Assalamu alaikum.
We'll be right back.
what is American Muslim 360, you ask? It's hard hitting.
You don't have any peace, and our people have been tricked that if you've got money, which really is an artificial measure of wealth, wealth is more than just how much capital you have accumulated, huh? We know that money is just a medium of exchange, man-made, and it can change and has changed. Grown men, I don't carry cash. You're an idiot.
Informative.
Federal government now spends more than $500 billion a year, or roughly 14% of the federal budget, on doing business in the private sector with contractors. In addition, contract goals are established for women-owned businesses and small disadvantaged businesses, which is another name for minority or black-owned businesses.
Your health and well-being.
I want to talk about high blood pressure one more time today. Especially in our community, high blood pressure is so prevalent. It is a silent killer, and usually there are no symptoms at all. And if we don't really take care of ourselves, it's bound to get out from under us in an unexpected moment.
Al-Quran.
So in that regard, it's also said in the Quran that it is the best of time to pray, and it is during this time in your reading of the Quran that it will be a witness for you. So if you can imagine that if we are reading Quran during this time, that it will be a witness for us.
So to answer your question, American Muslim 360 is well-rounded. It's all about the people. And it's all about the deen. And that's why we are the number one Islamic blog talk radio station in all of America.
Alhamdulillah, you guys, you are back. We are back. We have to say thank you for coming back. Again, you are listening to Muslim Reality, powered here by the number one blog talk radio station in the nation. You guys know that. You guys have been supporting. So we have to say alhamdulillah. That's the market with the 360 WSD Community-Wide Shura Conference. You're listening to Muslim Reality. I'm your host, Kaleem Abdul-Rashid. We are always talking. You guys, push on that phone. Let us hear what is your reality. We still have time. We would love to hear from you. The calling number throughout the show is 425-292-4253. You need it again? Here you go. 425-292-4253. Push one, and definitely we thank you in advance. I need to tell you this, though, you guys that follow the show always hear me say, I'm on smooth right now, just on smooth, but I normally say, and I did not, but I'm going to say it because I'm having a little fee. So, should you guys hear any blue, blinded, mystical, e-body, mess up literacies, any disturbances, you guys, I have two kids. Here they come. I think I'm present. Okay. I have a 7-year-old, I have an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, you guys. I have to tell you, this is a live show worldwide, one take, real time. So what you guys get is what you guys are getting. Pray for me. May Allah forgive me. Anything bad and or better comes from myself. You know, we do sound. Anything good, great, and or sound definitely comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah reward us for our intentions. Amen. I'm hearing something in the background. Yes. Y'all mamas know how we do it. We multitask the ears, the eyes, the hands, the feet. Yeah, that's how we do it. But, subhanAllah. So, we are talking. I'm talking about the why. Again, we know the why is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, may Allah give us, you know, that groundation, that foundation, that stability that we need to hold on. Because we study, we learn, we know that what matters most is the akhirah, the hereafter. But, you know, we have to not be casual. We can't be slight. We can't be reluctant. Our investment is in that matter. We have to remember. I mean, I know we can't be with the doom and the gloom and the woe is me and you don't understand and I can't get it right. No, we don't do that. That's not what we do. We leave that to the other guys. Okay, we pray and take a dua for the other guys. But no, we don't do that. We hold on with everything we have. Allah says with every difficulty comes ease. Like, who do you think you are? That I can lose a lot of money, you can't. I can get sick and you can't. I can have ups and you can't. I can't have downs. I mean, I can have downs and you can't. Like, who do you think you are? Like, come on now. No. I'm not being hot. I'm just saying, who do you think you are? So, no, get up, expressly, should you be a believer. Like, wow, those 99 names of Allah should give us ease. I'm trying to tell you, I get happy, okay? I just had a situation last week with my my mother. I'm just putting it out there. You know, the Paradise Lines is put in a mother, and my mother is not a Muslim. I've been Muslim now for 23 years, and I've been trying so hard. I'm just saying, I've been trying, but I think I just cried my last cry. We're going to just, you know, I said what I'm going to do is I'll just refer it back to Ibrahim al-Islam, you know. His father wasn't a good dude. I'm just saying he wasn't, you know, and that was his father. You know, and then, you know, refer it back to Father Peter Dr. upon him. He had a horrible uncle, you know, but he, you know, Muslim is, I mean, Pharaoh, you know, he had a beautiful wife. You know, the balance is not always the way we make it out to be, because our balance is not a law balance. Because, you know, the Aki, she's guaranteed one of the women that are guaranteed paradise, you know. So I'm just saying, I say that to give myself ease. But when we're in a situation that, you know, like, oh my goodness, we can't see clear, take it to Allah, I promise you, and I'm speaking about self first, you will come up clear. Because the situation, sometimes we deal years and years and years and years and years of situation, but we're failing in our lessons. And I'm failing in my lessons. Like, come on, Natalie, who do you think you are? Like, really? You can't change nothing. You know, we can't change what is decreed, you know, after it already happened. So, hey, if I could tell you this, it applies to me first. So, yeah, definitely have to say that. But, again, we have to, you know, bring it back to referring it back to ourselves. You know, we have those five obligations and those that we have. It's an obligation, you know. My kids sang it. That's how I taught it for them. You know, what's your five rules of Islam? We had to say, Shahada, Salat, Zakat, Ramadan, and Hajj. You hear my son, because he's a comedian, you know. He goes, and Hajj. But anyway, that's how you remember. Those are our obligations. But, you know, I took those articles of faith. Believe in Allah, believe in the angels, believe in the prophets, believe in the book. Believe in the decree, that's a day of judgment. You know, that is, if we hold firm to that, we are okay. We don't have to reach all this things that we don't have no understanding, no knowledge of, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. No, just stay right there, stay shallow and right there, those five little right there. You're okay, you're safe, you're safe. Okay, you're safe. Yeah, you don't have to be like, no, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and go back to elementary. I'm just saying, you know, so. We found ourselves, you know, again, you know, even reaching out into, you know, avenues that, you know, we shouldn't even be focused on or being worried about. And one of the things, like the Arabic language, we know if we want the best understanding of our way of life, we definitely should learn the Arabic language. Struggle in one, fumble in one, wrestle just get up, try to tell you, take a half hour to read one ayat. I'm just saying, but get it on. However, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, did not come to perfect the Arabic language. He came to perfect the character. So, again, let's stay in elementary before we branch off into junior high school, college, you know, after graduate school, however, whatever. Just stay right there. You're good. Just stay there, okay? Because, yeah, you know, sometimes we write about things that are out of our reach. And then, you know, we realize, like, wow, it wasn't that heavy. You know, it happened to me many a times in my life. You know, I'm a half a century. I'm like, yeah, I'm a half a century. I'm at the top. I ain't over the hill, just at the top. But I'm like, yeah, Allah, like, yeah, like, when Allah says put your trust in him, oh, my goodness, it is so much. I mean, the relief is so, I'm trying to tell you, this is like falling forward with your eyes closed. You hear me, like, just put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I get my ease out of those things, in our names of Allah. Every time I get heavy, and I'm like, it's no way. You can't go over those 99 names of Allah and not give yourself ease, you know? So, yes, I mean, I have it right here in front of me. I'm never even going to go down because I could. But, yeah, I have it right there. Turn to the right, stay right there. Turn to the left, stay right there because, that's where I get my ease. But sometimes we don't always have someone to turn to or someone to call or someone that will, you know, be at our aid. I mean, it could be in the middle of the night. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, get those things that we need. We have to, again, have more meaningful discussions with ourselves, whether it's Allah and fasting and learning the Quran and, you know, various aspects of our faith. But if we stay close to that, which is, you know, like I say, the five pillars of 6 hour group, we can't go wrong with that. Okay, so now again, push one on that phone, and I'm going to get to another line because I'm like, oh my goodness, these are some things that we just take for granted. Okay, now why do we find ourselves saying again, or did I say it again? Why do we say nobody's perfect? Why do we say nobody's perfect? You know, do we really need to say that? I'm saying, do we say that because of guilt? Do we say that because of, you know, where we are, because of who we are, you know, our shortcomings? Why do we say nobody's perfect? We know that because the law says he would destroy a people. You know, the law says, just to create a people that are not perfect, just so we could say, "Ya Allah, help me, I need you, I'm begging you." So we don't have to say that. You know, we don't have to say nobody's perfect. You know Kaleem is not perfect. What? I'm trying to tell you, nobody's perfect. That is why we have to keep holding on. That is why we say Bismillah ar-Rahman at our hand. Have we even contemplated on why do we say that before we begin every day? Bismillah ar-Rahman at our hand. Like, wow, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Like, really, you guys know when he even comes stand and makes a lot. Do you be like, oh my goodness, I gotta, what I'm gonna make for dinner? I gotta iron these clothes. I'm gonna go make this phone call. I gotta take this appointment. I gotta go over here. I gotta, you know, check with kids. As soon as you come to the salat line, the shaitan comes with you. You know, he's the oppressor. You know, so we have to remember that. You know, we have to be careful in our preoccupation. You know, especially with reality within ourselves, the people. You know. To know that everything is done, you know, for the sake of Allah, we must remember not to forget, you know, our purpose of creation, and that is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our goal. Our goal is the hereafter. So as long as we stay close to that, we will be okay, inshallah. We have so many attractions and distractions around us that is leading some of our loved ones blind. I mean, have you seen people that just, you know, mm-hmm. come right in front of your eyes? Like, wow, like, ya Allah, don't let it be me, don't let it be you, don't let it be our loved ones, our babies. I mean, we are in a time right now that our baby's going to grow up in straight corruption. We don't even know what our kids going to grow up to be. Is they going to, you know, I mean, ya Allah, we have to be firm down for our kids. We have to be bold and courageous and, you know, and where our faith is concerned, in order to let our kids know that this is our way of life. You know, we are not shy about it. We are not ashamed of it. We are not making no excuses. You know, no, I am a Muslima. You know, I cover because the number one reason I say this to everyone is because the law says so. You know, you ask me a question, why? It's because the law says so. Why do women cover? Because the law says so. And then I break down explanations to the best of my ability. You know, why do you know a man can have more than one wife? Because the law says so. And then I break down explanations to the best of my ability. You know, but we don't, you know, try to find loopholes out of our faith. We, you know, and I find we become shakes and scholars when it, you know, comes to, you know, all the loopholes out of our faith. But when it comes to having the task fail explanations, you know, why we doing certain things, that, you know, example, why we not fasting, or why we not covering properly. You know, I know someone that recently said they're not covering because they have hot flashes. I am one of them. I'm still covering up about 2 years. You know, how many women that have hot flashes still cover? You know, no excuses. We're not going to have none on the day of Yom Kiyama, on the day of judgment. So, no, we don't make excuses. We just ask Allah, think cool, think ice, think of snow, think of blizzard, think, yeah, think cold, think of AC. Go get some AC. Take a cool shower. Run there. That's the way they run naked. We know we can't run naked around your house anyway, but, yeah, no loopholes out of our way of life. We have to keep building. And we can't ask Allah to forgive us and then create another thing. Ask Allah to forgive us, create the same sin. Ask Allah to forgive us and ignore our commands. You know, oh, we can't do that. We try to get the highest Jenna. And I joke, you know, we all, my son said to me, Mom, we all have to go over that bridge. I'm like, yeah, we all have to go over that bridge, you know. And we know that the believers, those that believe, because we know that every Muslim is not a believer, but every believer is a Muslim. You know, we have to go over that bridge, and some of us not going to make it, you know, but I joke when I say that if I make it in, I'm going to say Christy in the house. But, yeah, Christy in the house. Because the law says we're going to be known by our marks, you know. But I'm we have to aim for the highest, inshallah. You know, I want to meet Allah. I want to meet the prophets. Life is time. It is right now. We have no time. Time is critical. It is too late for most of us, many of us. I mean, we have the warning signs in front of us. We see them. You know, we can't say, oh, my goodness, look at this and look at that. No, hold firm to the Quran and the Sunnah, and you will see the why. All of us are in there. Every single one of us are in there. So we don't have to be, oh, my goodness, I wonder why. We don't have to wonder why. You know, we have been given the proper guidance, the last and final message. Say, alhamdulillah, if you have it. Look how many people who don't have it. So why would you, you know, treat it in a slight or uncaring or, you know, take it light? Or, I mean, how many people don't have it? How many people have you talking to about your way of life? You know, we know that only Allah makes Muslim. How many people have you talking to about your way of life, and they just don't get it? I've been doing hair almost 30 years, and I became Muslim in my profession. And when I say that, I worked with someone for 9 years. I managed their business for 9 years, and I, you know, foretold my clients, like, should I, you know, go into my own business? I'm not doing all the fake and extended and lashes and all of these things, and I'm not doing it. So you guys get it out of me now because I'm working with someone. But when should I get my own, we're done. It's a wrap. Close the door, lock it up, we're done. And alhamdulillah, I have. You know, it's been 17 years, subhanAllah. And I have been surviving with not doing no extended, nothing, no lashes, no, we don't do that, you know. And I'm saying, subhanAllah, I'd rather lose money than my soul. So we have to wrap it up. The time is now. We do not have tomorrow. That's like waiting for 12 o'clock at 9 at 11 to be 9. The time is now. We say we love Allah. We say we want Jannah. We always begging for something. But we have to put in the work. Allah says, should we put in the work? He'll provide the results. It's easy. We've seen it happen in our lives too many times, especially should you be a believer. You've seen Allah answer your supplications. And just like only a believer will understand, like, oh, my goodness, I was 6 feet under. And I'm standing above right now, like, no, Allah, only Allah could do this. Only Allah can do this. Like, wow, I mean, the doors had padlocks on it. Like, oh, my goodness, I just turned the knob and it opened. Like, only Allah could do this. But we have to fix the part of Allah. We have to give back, and giving it back is to ourselves. Because Allah says, those that Allah be open their breath to Al-Islam. So if you open your breath to Al-Islam, now we have to prove that we love that, love his gift. Love it. So, hey, and love the love. Like, we can't even imagine the love. Talking about love, one of the wives is, why don't we want people to love us more than we love ourselves? And I say that the proof in that we don't love ourselves is because we don't support one another. Just as good, as beautiful as to see Martha call in some beautiful Muslims from different parts of the country. Like, I heard Florida. I heard different places, like a couple Florida. I mean, like, I wanted to take a note on it, but I'm like, oh, my goodness, calling from different places. The people that listen to the show, this is worldwide. You know, we have all area codes on this switchboard, and it's like we are on the same goal. We have the same mission. We really want it. Just talking about the Hajj, can you imagine the hearts of those people? They want something. They're not there for vacation. They want something, and it's something that money can't buy. It's worth more than silver and gold. Oh, my goodness, I don't even want to get emotional on that. I'm just going to ease up on it. But you guys were just tuning in. You're listening to Muslim My Reality Town here by the number one Muslim blog talk radio station in the nation. You know it. Say it. Repeat it. American Muslim 360, CWSC, Community by Shore and Commerce. We are talking. We would love to hear from you. Push one on that phone. Call the number 425-292-4253. 425-292-4253. Push one. What is your reality? You guys know we live in reality all day, every day. I had one of them days today. I'm like, what in the what? I woke up late for Fajr this morning. I look out the window of my eyes. Oh, you know, I had to wake up my kids, you know, because I don't wake up, they got waking up. See what the hair had, and sometimes we had a lot abundance I'll keep. Allah said, save your family from the, save yourself, then your family from the hellfire, which fuels men and stones. So the first part of that is yourself. So if I didn't wake up with pleasure, like, okay, you get it. Yeah, so I looked out that window. It was straight at my birds, like nails and toenails. I did like this nervous feeling in my stomach because I was like, oh, my goodness, how my day going to go? It's like chasing my day. So Allah is most merciful. We still got to get it in. We still got to get it in. So, you know, I got it in, and subhanAllah. I mean, when I really scanned myself, ooh, oh, my goodness, oh, Allah, gratefully you are most merciful most of the time because, ya Allah, you guys know, especially when you get tired, when you get lazy, when you get, you know, because we live in a society that we got to keep on going. You know, we have to, you know, and on top of number one, our worship come first. And then we have to build our world around our worship, you know. I mean, yeah, build our world around our worship. So we got to get it in. You know, people like, you don't understand my way of life. You, is you crazy? Tell me what you do. Let me tell you what I do. While you sleep, I'm up. You know what I'm saying? I got to stop in the middle of my day, you know, mix a lot while you, you can binge, watch movies back to back. And, you know, we don't do that. We got to, you know, keep a focus. Even if we do want to do a little thing, we still, in the back of our head, Allah, subhanAllah, Allah, 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 I'm just saying. And someone said, I don't believe that Allah is so cruel that he's going to place us in hell. Allah tells us to stop. You did that. He warned us. They are warning. He's not going to place us in hell because of something he didn't do. They are warning, okay? So he warned us what not to do, and this will be the repercussion for it. And he tells us, you know, the benefit of, you know, doing what you need to do. So, no, you did that. Don't blame, you know, you not. Hey, Allah is just. The murderer do not get the same reward as the same. The one who take a life do not get the same reward as the one that save a life. A liar do not get the same reward as the truthful. You know, the woman that got her modesty do not get the same reward as the one who don't got her modesty. A liar is just. You know, that's just how it is. Yeah, so stop. Hey, we got to put in the work, definitely. So, you guys, we have to ask Allah to forgive us. Things we have knowledge of, things we have no knowledge of. How about that? You know, we think we say, we ain't never too safe. Don't ever get comfortable. It's like you guys, again, I'm old head, over head, a little something. You guys ever had that chair pulled out in front of you, underneath of you? You go to sit down, you ready to sit down like you're sure it's going to be there? Mm-mm. Don't take life like a chair. When you sit down, you're sure it's going to be there. You're going to have a rude awakening. I got a true story on that, but we're going to keep it moving, though. But we appreciate you guys for listening. We have more Look to My Reality next weekend. More AM360 you guys can always stay tuned. If you guys miss anything, you can catch it in the archives. You can go to www.AmericanMuslim360. Catch your rewind on in the archives. We definitely have to make dua for all our ones that have gone on before. Brother Thomas Abdul Salam, he is a pioneer. He is the author. He is engineer. He is the founder of American Muslim 360. Allah has removed his soul, but look what he planned in place. So, hey, maybe good you do live after you, because the bad we do going to live after us. So maybe continue to make dua for our loved ones. To see Dr. Aisha continue to hold this baby on. She's steering this boat. So you guys, may we continue to do what we need to do to support one another and our causes, you know, all that benefit us, you know, in this life, but definitely most that will benefit us in the hereafter. I have to say this. Now, would you guys have been following me more? I got this new thing that I've been doing. It's Facebook shout-out supplications that I said every week I will do a shout-out supplication for my loved ones. They don't know I'm even doing this. You know, we know the high deep, you know, the best is for I don't have it off the top of my dome, but the best when you supplicate is for those that don't even know. So I want to send this shout out to Wanda Haddock, a.k.a. Shadea. May Allah bless, suffice, keep, hold you, and give you all that is needed and best in the Jannah. I love you for the sake of Allah. I definitely have to say that. I mean, guys, so we have to continue to make loved ones supplication for our loved ones. And may Allah, you know, squeeze them squeeze them up, hold them, and, you know, just keep putting us in a position to bring us back to remembrance. Because sometimes we think that, you know, we're going through a hardship and a difficulty, but, you know, in those times is when we like, y'all, Lord, I need you, I'm going to go to the Lord, please, I'm going to go to the Lord, wow, y'all, Lord, y'all. Those things bring us back to the remembrance. Sometimes we need those reminders, you know, because if everything is going so great in your life, I think you might need to be a little concerned, you know. So be grateful. Allah already knows what time it is. You know, I was just listening to this brother speak about, you know, the refugees. You know, they living in trash cans and, you know, on the outskirts and, you know, just, you know, beneath. And we have so much more than some people, and yet we have less than others, because there are always going to be those above us and there's going to always be those below us. Maybe be grateful for what we have. Again, it could always be worse. So, you know, my thing is, I tell my kids every time we go to school, don't do that. I agree with stuff. We don't do that. I agree with God, so you know, okay? You know, we have to be careful and be mindful, you know, what we put out. Because, yeah, it has a return. Either good or bad. You know, what we put out definitely has a return. So maybe continue to regard our faith in all matters, let our faith be our gatekeeper. And may Allah reward us and support us, definitely. So let me, I see a 609. Let's see, 609. 609, what's your reality?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
I heard my shout. I hope everything's okay. How everything's okay, inshallah, with Sister Debbie and you? How y'all doing?
SubhanAllah. I'm glad you
heard
me. So that means you are listening. Yes, I hear you. You there?
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Debbie. Yeah. I just wanted to tell you that I got your message.
SubhanAllah, may Allah suffice you again, keep you, bless you, hold you, give you what you need that will benefit you more in the hereafter than it does. And if I just continue to hold on to the rope of Allah, Allah hears you. I'm glad you are on one. So, SubhanAllah. Sissy Davy, my sister gave you a shout out, so she must listen to the show. She called you out by name. So, that's SubhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. I was hearing you in the background.
Thank you, sister.
I was hearing some noise in the background, Sissy Debbie, so I muted your mic, but I definitely was going to bring
it
back in. We'll put you out there like that. But again, may we continue to make dua for all of our loved ones, those that are near, far, the ones that we forgot about or not remember. Just ask Allah to have mercy on our loved ones. Definitely. Allah has it covered because he knows what he knows not. I mean, we could only hear a distance, you know, but Allah is all hearing. We could only see a distance. Allah is all seeing. So we only know a short amount or a little bit, but Allah is all knowing. I say that so we can know that, yes, Allah is great. If you are a believer, you are in a safe place. Just say alhamdulillah, just continue to be have conviction in your religion and just be strong, continue to appreciate the gift that Allah has given you. It's easy if you submit, but it's not easy if you're going against the grain. You know, we can find, you know, ways to be ungrateful, but yet we can find so many things to be grateful for. Remembrance of Allah is the key, and to many of us, we miss that. You know, to maybe continue to remember Allah, you know, the religion, I'm not going to use the word deviant, you know, but we all have our case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we can't, you know, change no one, but we can definitely adjust ourselves. So maybe continue to strengthen ourselves, you know. We are an individual entity. We have an individual pledge. We will stand alone. May Allah, you know, just help us and keep us mindful and protect us from the distractions, because there's a lot of distractions and attractions out here. May we always, again, stay strong and never lose confidence and implement ourselves with patience. That's a huge thing I think we fall or fail in, you know, patience. because that is, I mean, it's one of the law of attributes as Saba. So the patience is something that we may have to test ourselves again over and over and over again. We can't test ourselves when everything is going great. We have to test ourselves. Even in adversity, I mean, when things are going great, we have to test ourselves. Sometimes we get real comfortable, you know that all blessings are not blessings. You know, I've learned that. You know, everyone, you know, people are like, oh, I'm blessed. So if you don't have a connection with your Lord, I don't think that's a blessing. I think it's a mercy. So, yeah. But should you have a connection with your Lord, it is definitely a blessing. But the Lord is most merciful, most kind. As long as we have that opportunity to live, and bow down and ask God to forgive us. As long as we live and we have an opportunity. We know the babies and the crazies, they are sick. They are tough for us. They are assigned for us. So if we deal with those with disabilities and, lack of understanding and just babies that haven't reached the age of understanding, or, you know, they're okay. They are tough for us, you know. But should you know right from wrong? I mean, because there are those that are disabled. And, you know, still, you know, talk about sex. I just seen a woman. I mean, you don't have no arms, you have no legs, but your clothes is real tight and real little. Like, who dressed you? Like, were you okay with that? Because you understood. Uh-oh, I'm hearing feet. Okay, I'm hearing feet. Okay. Oh, no. Well, we're going to have to wait, babe. See? Hey, can't hear me. We can't hear you, must feel. You know that? Hey, we have to learn to live and live to learn. I'm dealing with my kids, and I have to tell them, hey, if you can't hear me, must feel. And my baby to put her phone in the laundry basket. Guess who's watching? Me. So, hey, if you can't hear me, must feel. So, hey. But, She's crying out. Hey, I have to tell them, learn to listen and listen to learn, you know. So, hey, we can't hear you, must feel. But I am watching. Perhaps I didn't put it in the wash machine. I put it on pause right now. But, hey, you guys, maybe we continue to be the best we can be, even to our kids, definitely to ourselves. Maybe we be patient with ourselves. Sister Deb, I'm going to mute your mic again. I don't know what the noise is, but I love you definitely for the sake of Allah, for holding and coming, supporting as always. May Allah, the one who started me to love you back. You guys, should have said anything bad and or better in this broadcast, may Allah forgive me. It is not my intention to be arrogant, any type of thing that that just going to, you know, warrant me in the opposite direction, because my goal is to join it, definitely. But you guys, again, continue to stay tuned. We're going to look for reality, AM 350, CWSC. You guys don't go anywhere. Stay locked, okay? There's another program coming on after the show. And, again, should you miss any of the broadcast, you can always go to the archives and get your rewind on. And may Allah protect God as the Christ God. And we continue to hold on. And so, next week, more Muslim reality. I love you guys. If I miss out on anything, notes, anything that I wanted to share, anything that, Well, I'm grateful. Pray for me. May Allah, you know, answer your supplication. All of our loved ones, those that are sick, those that are shunning, those that are struggling, those that are up, those that are down, those that are, you know, struggling in and out of faith, you know, may Allah strengthen you to get back up and don't ever look back. Check out your rearview mirror and see how far you've come. So, I'm out until next week. Welcome to my reality, AM360. Again, don't go anywhere. There's another program coming on, okay? So, take pause for the car, go make some lives, get something to eat, come back, put it in the archives, rewind it. Definitely, thank you. Thank you, Sister Mata, again, Sister Debbie, all of you guys that's out there supporting. We love you, okay? Assalamu alaikum.